News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Well, how long could those restrictions be in place for everyone in the country? Simon Coveney yesterday saying the restrictions could go on for longer than has already been announced.
I think people do need to realise that these restrictions may go on for some time. I think it's wrong to put a timeline on it. We've set an initial period, but I think it may well be that we will need to go beyond that initial deadline.
Okay, we're joined by Professor Sam McConkie, infectious disease specialist with the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences. Sam, we're almost a week into the full lockdown. How long could these measures last, do you think? Is it possible to say?
I think the sort of full and honest answer, Shane, is that nobody really knows. The thing I can add to that is that starting in the 23rd of January this year, mainland China went through more or less what we're going through, probably worse than us in Wuhan and probably less severe than what we have in Ireland now in several other Chinese provinces. And as a guide to us, their extreme measures lasted 2 months and 2 days. And they have now stopped them. People are going back to work. Factories are starting again. As we see, they're making the personal protective equipment and selling them to us and making other things. Factories are starting and people are back in the shopping centres and doing their thing again. So in China, it took 2 months and 2 days, sort of 64 odd days. So the question is, will our experience be similar? Is our level of social distancing as thorough and as
no.
detailed and as strong as China? Well, I actually think we've done a really, really good job.
Oh, I do. And sorry to cut across you, Sam. I think we've done a great job. But I talking to people in Wuhan, and we've done a couple of interviews, like, we're a very different country. I mean, we spoke to one person, didn't leave his home, literally his apartment, for 2 months. Yeah. They had people coming, taking his temperature twice a day, people delivering groceries. We can't do that in this country.
Not only that, they also used the GPS chip in our phones to track people and maintain and ensure that people stayed in their home. And if you didn't stay in your home, I think you more or less got a visit from the security authorities to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they also used facial recognition from public cameras to see who was out and what were they doing and so on. So they did a lot of things with artificial intelligence that, you know, we may not feel that we're right or haven't done and may not agree with. But so that's the only kind of journey. The country that's taken the same journey as us so far has been China and Wuhan, and for them it was 62 days. That's a piece of solid fact that is the case, and it helped to guide us where we're at and where we're going. Now, Wuhan is a much more densely populated city than Dublin or Ireland, and population density and population mixing patterns are important in this. In Ireland, you know, we're fairly spread out. That may help. And then there are many of us who live in the middle of nowhere in a field in rural Ireland, and that's definitely socially isolated to start with. Having said that, we all love in Ireland to meet together, to chat, and that, so our culture is very sociable, and, you know, that's something we cherish. So every country is a different pattern of social mixing. Even though it's the same virus hits you, its spread depends on how people interact together, how much they touch, how much they get close to each other and so on. So those are variables. I think there's another political choice, which is that, unfortunately, Shane, the world as it is now has divided into two different worlds. And one world is the world, like China, that has decided to control this virus completely and to have no circulating COVID-19 or SARS-2 in their population. And the Chinese approach has been to have a SARS-2-free China. And they largely have a SARS-2-free China now. And by putting travel restrictions on people coming in, will continue to have a SARS-2-free China. And then, unfortunately, at the other extreme, many of the countries, poorer populous countries, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia, will struggle to control this virus in any way, shape or form. And almost certainly it will continue to circulate there in those very large populations for many years. So the world is going to divide into two worlds, a SARS-free world and a SARS-infected world. And unfortunately, it's going to become quite difficult to travel from one to another, probably with major travel restrictions to go from one to another, and you're going to have to maybe spend 2 weeks in quarantine.
All right.
So we have to decide which of those two worlds Ireland wants to be in.
Okay. Are you, briefly, are you encouraged by what you've seen so far?
I am. It is the case that our rate of rise of cases and has actually slowed down compared to 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I was really, really alarmed because we were doubling our numbers every couple of days, every two, 3 days. And if that kept going, we'd more or less end up like Milan or New York or London or those scenarios playing out. So we're not at that stage. We our hospital capacity has been transformed. We've stopped doing elective work and we're converting other wards into ventilator wards. But we're managing the number of people coming in. The numbers in Ireland, while increasing, haven't been anything like the numbers in Milan, London or New York. And I think that's partly because we have been doing good social distancing, starting on the 12th of March and then gradually escalating. And I hope that that does keep them in some reasonable order. I think if it doesn't, we may end up needing some more measures to contain our interactions. So I think we have to be ready to expect perhaps more interactions, because if the health service is overwhelmed, Shane, then people who have mild disease who just need a bit of oxygen aren't able to access it, because the basic services, like, you know, the little nasal prongs up the nose and the mask that people often get, if the health service is completely overwhelmed with thousands of patients when it's only designed for hundreds in a particular location, then we haven't enough machinery and staff and so on to give those simple things like oxygen. And that would be so tragic if we had mild or moderate cases, where lives could be saved with simple, straightforward measures like oxygen, and then they weren't saved because our health services were overwhelmed. So we really have to do our best to avoid that. And I think so far we are. This whole world that we're in is so surprising. We never dreamed we'd be here, but in the way that we're managing in Ireland, compared to some of our neighbours around, I think so far we've done a good job, in my view.
Professor Sam McConkie, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.